Hello and welcome to Pardes from Jerusalem, the podcast series from the Pardes Institute of Jewish Studies in Jerusalem. I'm Larry Kluger, a Pardes alum. This week, Shabbat HaGadol. Shabbat HaGadol means that Pesach is coming quick, and as you may know, Pesach and the Seder are the most observed Jewish rituals throughout the calendar year. We wish you a wonderful Pesach, a spiritual and enlightening Seder or Sederim, and we also hope that during the Seder you decide to discuss keeping your Jewish learning throughout the year. You can talk about the Pardes podcast, and also please consider the Pardes Executive Learning Seminar in Jerusalem, both available in July and in December. The office in New York or Jerusalem will be delighted to talk to you more about the Pardes Executive Seminar, and new discount prices have just been announced for couples who decide to attend. It is a tremendous gift to yourself to come and study in Jerusalem at Pardes, so please check it out. This week is Shabbat HaGadol with Rabbi Howard Marcos. Rabbi Howard Marcos is a member of the Pardes faculty. And now, Rabbi Howard Marcos.
Thank you, Larry. It was a short 46 years ago this coming Shabbat in which I celebrated becoming a bar mitzvah. Parshat Tzav, which often coincides with Shabbat HaGadol, is the announcement, as it were, that Pesach is imminent, a point to which I remember making reference in my bar mitzvah speech in the synagogue. I remember that time like it was yesterday, especially all of the practicing of the Torah reading, Parshat Tzav, which, although it lacked in riveting narrative, had some pretty cool trup to Ameh HaMikra, including the almost extinct Shalshelet, which helped to keep me engaged as I prepared for many months. The day was a pretty big deal at the time, a Shabbat HaGadol, if you will. But to suggest that this is why the name of this special Shabbat, the one that comes right before Pesach every year, is Shabbat HaGadol, is to miss the very important rule in Hebrew grammar that an adjective which follows a noun must agree with it in gender and in number. So if the word Shabbat is a feminine noun, which, like other Hebrew words which end in the letter Tav, then the adjective great, which follows that noun, must also be feminine. So we should be calling the day HaShabbat HaGdolah, or Shabbat Gdolah, if we cared at all about Hebrew grammar, which I do. So, in anticipation of the upcoming Shabbat being Shabbat HaGadol, I'd like to explore with you a number of explanations for the choice of the name of this Shabbat. This is the final special Shabbat in this time of the Jewish calendar year, referred to as Arba Parshiot, the four special portions, namely, Shabbat Shkalim, Shabbat Zachor, Shabbat Parah, Shabbat HaChodesh, and now Shabbat HaGadol, all relating to some aspect of our focus on the holidays of Purim and Pesach. Wait a minute. Didn't I say four special Shabbatot? And yet I just named five, didn't I? The only explanation that I can provide for you about this misnumbering of special Shabbatot at this time of the year is that the first four, namely Shkalim, Zachor, Parah, and HaChodesh, are the famous Arba Parshiot, because on those Shabbatot, we not only hear a special selection from the books of the prophets, we also take out a second Sefer Torah from the Aron Kodesh, and read a special selection from the Chumash, which relates to the special time of the year, a phenomenon which does not happen on Shabbat HaGadol. On that Shabbat, we read seven aliyot from one parasha, just like a regular Shabbat, and then head straight to the Haftarah without a second Torah reading from a second Sefer Torah. Not so great, eh? So again, why is this Shabbat coming up called Shabbat HaGadol? Please stay with me while we explore some possible explanations. Here's one possible source. In the prophetic section, the Haftarah, chosen to be read on this Shabbat, the prophet Malachi, one of the last prophets who lived around the end of the 6th century before the Common Era, is speaking quite excitedly about the future of the Jewish people, which will include a much-anticipated redemption in which he presents God's futuristic messianic promise. Hine anochi sholeach lachem et Eliyah hanavi lifnei bo hayom hagadol v'hanora. Behold, I send to you Elijah the prophet before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord. Our Jewish tradition teaches us that b'nisan nigalu uv'nisan atidin lehigael. In the month of Nisan, we were redeemed when God took us out of Egypt. And in the month of Nisan, sometime in the future, we will be redeemed again with the coming of the Messianic era, heralded by the prophet Elijah. This day of redemption, to which the prophet Malachi mentions in the Haftarah, is Hayom HaGadol VaHanora, the huge and awesome day. Because the word HaGadol is mentioned in the final verse of this Haftarah, and because it is a focus that receives our attention at this time of the year, perhaps this is why the Shabbat is called Shabbat HaGadol. Just as the Haftarah on the Shabbat before Tisha B'Av begins with the words Chazon Yeshayahu, and that Shabbat is called Shabbat Chazon, and the Shabbat between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, in which the prophet Hosea proclaims Shuvah Yisrael, Return, O Israel, is called Shabbat Shuvah. As a result, too, posits the theory that Shabbat HaGadol is named for the word found in the Haftarah of the morning, HaGadol. Well, I'm not sure if this is such a compelling explanation for how the Shabbat got its name. So let's try coming at the solution from another angle. The Tosafists, rabbis and interpreters of the Talmud who lived in Western Europe in the 13th century of the Common Era, record that according to a known tradition, the Israelites left Egypt on Pesach, which that year fell on a Thursday, making Wednesday evening at sundown the time at which they slaughtered the Pesach lamb for the great offering to God as he commanded. In chapter 12 of Shemot, Exodus, the Israelites are told to slaughter the lamb on the 14th day of the first month, placing the blood of the lamb on the doorposts and lintel of every Israelite home. Before that, however, they are commanded to go out and gather the sheep which will be used for this purpose and keep them in the homes for a few days. The Torah informs us that God instructs Moshe and Aharon to tell the people, Dabru el kol adat Yisrael lemor, Be'asor lachodesh hazeh, v'ikhu lahem ish se levet avot, se labayit. Speak to the whole community of Israel, and say that on the 10th of this month, each of them shall take a lamb to a family, a lamb to a household. Well, if the 14th of the month fell on a Wednesday, then it makes sense that the 10th of the month would be on a Shabbat. On that Shabbat day, the Israelites went out and took, without asking permission and without hiding their intentions, the lambs which were to serve as the Pesach sacrifice which God had commanded the Israelites to offer. These lambs were considered holy, if not even godlike to the Egyptians, making it a very big deal for the Israelites to go out and collect them in broad daylight for the purpose of sacrificial worship to God, who was certainly not the Egyptian deity. On that day, then, occurred a nes gadol, a great miracle that they acted with total impunity. The Tosafists then called that day, the Shabbat before Pesach, Shabbat HaGadol, that is, Shabbat HaNes HaGadol, the Sabbath of the great miracle, which, while grammatically is correct, it requires a little bit of an imagination stretch to make this explanation convincing. Nevertheless, we can certainly be inspired by this great miracle in which a subjugated, oppressed, and outnumbered people, the Israelites, could stand up before an alien society and religion and declare, Zevach Pesach L'Adonai, this animal which serves as your God, O Egypt, is to be a sacrificial offering to our God. Even today, I think, it continues to be a miracle of a sort for Jews to continue to proudly and publicly embrace their Judaism, especially in the face of the continued presence of anti-Semitism, whether it's in the streets, on campuses, or throughout the society. Wouldn't it be easier for us to just let go of our traditions and the observance of mitzvot so that we might be more readily accepted by the community around us? This coming Shabbat might just be Shabbat HaNes HaGadol, the Shabbat of the Great Miracle, serving as a reminder that even in the face of potential persecution and attack, the Israelites in Egypt acted with confidence. And if they could do it, so can we in our day. How about another reason for this coming Shabbat being called Shabbat HaGadol? In a very old version of our Machzor, the Pesach prayer book as it is called, published in Italy a number of centuries ago, we are informed that this coming Shabbat got its name from the idea that the Shabbat in which the Israelites defied the Egyptian laws and observed the first mitzvah placed before the Jewish people by taking the lamb, slaughtering it, and putting the blood on the doorposts was the first Shabbat in which the Israelites behaved as Jewish adults, b'nei mitzvah, called to do those commands. And a Jew who is finally committed to taking on the mitzvot, the commandments, a boy who reaches the age of 13, is called a gadol, one who has reached the age of responsibility. Please recall, for example, that at a Brit Milah, the words that echo in the room as the child receives his name are Ze Hakaton Gadol Yihyeh. May this little one grow up and become Gadol, an adult, ready to take on adult responsibilities, the mitzvot. So, when Israel took upon themselves their first mitzvah as a free Jewish nation, that of the offering of the Korban Pesach, the lamb sacrifice made just prior to the Exodus from Egypt, it became, in a sense, a bar mitzvah, a gadol, reaching a point of historical maturity, nationally responsible for following God's ways. This day then became Shabbat HaGadol, the Shabbat of the one who has achieved Jewish maturity, the Shabbat of Jewish adulthood. As Pesach is approaching, a holiday full of actions, some of which we are to do, and from others of which we are commanded to refrain, the question of whether we will succeed in acting as a gadol, a mature Jewish adult who will choose to follow the mitzvot or not, is placed before us as a reminder of the history of us coming of age in Egypt. Perhaps. But let's try something else. There are some congregations in the Jewish world who hear the rabbi's sermon only two times the entire year. Well, maybe not in our day, but certainly there were communities who adhered to this tradition in the past. The rabbi would deliver a major sermon on Shabbat Shuvah, focusing on the importance of tshuva and the methods one might enlist in order to bring about full forgiveness of sins committed ben adam lamakom, against God, and ben adam lachaveiro, against our fellow human beings. This major sermon was presented between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Better timing for elaborating on the importance of tshuva there could not be. He would also take as much time as needed on the Shabbat just before Pesach in order to expound on the many laws and regulations connected to the strict observance of Pesach, a holiday which requires a great deal of pre-preparation, attention to detail, and keen discernment, all to which the rabbi could make a significant contribution by way of his wisdom, knowledge of the laws, and practical advice. Well, this sermon traditionally took quite a long time, making the day the great big Shabbat, ostensibly referring to the greater amount of time spent in the synagogue that day. But that doesn't help us, because as I mentioned to you earlier, Shabbat HaGadol as the great big Shabbat does not work grammatically. So we need some additional information about this event of the elaboration of the laws of Pesach in the synagogue. In many congregations, it was not the rabbi who would explain to the people the many intricacies regarding the laws of Pesach, but rather it would be a local scholar, an expert, as it were, in the law, who would be invited to speak to the congregation. This learned man, also known as a gadol, would have his day in the synagogue, and thus the Shabbat would be called Shabbat HaGadol, or the Shabbat of the scholar, upon whose authority the people would rely as they continued with their Pesach preparations. I have to tell you, I have a rule that guides my Torah study. When it comes to translation, for example, if four different texts offer four distinctly different translations for a word or a phrase in the Tanakh, I am bold enough to say that none of the translators know what they're talking about. Similarly, if there are at a minimum four or five different explanations as to why this coming Shabbat is known as Shabbat HaGadol, chances are good that not a single one of the explanations can be totally reliable. We are left either to embrace the one which appeals to us the most on an emotional or intellectual level, or we can dismiss them all and try our best to offer our own explanation. Whatever the reason for this coming Shabbat being called Shabbat HaGadol, we utilize this day to begin to anticipate with a great deal of excitement the imminent arrival of Pesach, that great festival of our freedom, Zman Chirutenu. I leave us all with a blessing and a hope that on this coming Pesach, the Seder and its meaning, the food and its symbolism, the celebration as a community, and the observance of our tradition, all be great. Chag Sameach.
Thank you, Rabbi Marcos. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you on the next episode of Pardes from Jerusalem.